Dancing Plague. Time rushes by, love rushes by, life rushes by, but the red shoes go on. The Red Shoes, Leonard Cohen. Can human kindness and the support of your community cure disease? Not generally. You will likely have better luck with antibiotics or vaccines. However, you only need to visit your local drugstore to see greeting cards and motivational posters emblazoned with pictures of sunny fields, kittens, rainbows, and cartoon lambs that have capitalized upon kindly sentiments where someone is sending tender, loving care for your recovery and hugs to heal. I happened upon one that said, "I hope you get butter soon," accented with pictures of yellow sticks of butter. These cards are lovely to receive, no doubt. Except for the butter one. That one is awful, unless you are giving it to someone with high cholesterol, in which case it is hilarious. However, if you suggested someone heal their cancer with hugs, they would rightly stare at you as if you had joined a murder cult. Modern antibiotics, vaccinations, and drugs for life-threatening diseases have all of those saccharine wellness sayings at a distinct disadvantage. If you have to choose between living in an isolated, uncaring community with plentiful penicillin or a very warm and loving world without drugs, team up with the guys with penicillin. It's a lot easier to make people nicer than it is to develop medicine. However, in the 16th century, those kindly sentiments were about all people had. And though they might not be as powerful as modern medicine, there is reason to believe that being treated with kindness and receiving the support of the community do help people recover from ailments. At least they do if it is the sufferer's state of mind that is affecting their health. It's not as good as penicillin, but it's something. At least it was in the case of the Dancing Plague. The Dancing Plague started innocuously enough. In Strasbourg, in July 1518, a woman named Frau Trophia began dancing in the street. To modern minds, the thought of anyone dancing probably conjures an image of someone who is happy or celebrating or listening to some cool music, or at the very least, drunk. That is a testament to the fact that we live in a world filled with music and causes for celebration. You could dance a jig in a supermarket if you wanted to. It would be weird, but people would just think you really, really liked Peter Gabriel and that there was a great...